Police fired tear gas in Burkina Faso's capital Saturday during a demonstration against the government's failure to stop a wave of violence by Islamist militants. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Military police launched tear gas canisters to disperse about 100 protesters who were trying to march towards downtown Ouagadougou on Saturday. Protesters erected barricades and burned tires and trash cans. Valentin Yamkadougou is spokesman for the Free Burkina Faso movement.
Since he's been in power, terrorists have spread desolation in this country, and he's incapable of finding a solution to this problem. So we ask for his immediate resignation today, and now, for as long as he doesn't resign, we won't go home.
Opponents of President Roch Kabore called for renewed protests in response to a recent surge of attacks in the West African country, including one by Al-Qaeda-linked militants 2 weeks ago that killed 49 military police officers and 4 civilians.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. At least 2 people were killed and 18 injured in western Niger on Saturday when protesters clashed with a French military convoy they blocked after it crossed the border from Burkina Faso. The armored vehicles and logistics trucks had crossed the border Friday after being blocked in Burkina Faso for a week. French military spokesman Colonel Pascal Iani told Reuters news agency that French soldiers and Nigerian military police had fired warning shots to disperse protesters who were trying to pillage and seize the trucks, but said he could not confirm or deny the reported casualties. A court in Siberia on Saturday remanded 5 people in custody for 2 months to face charges related to a mining accident that killed more than 50 people this week. 3 managers of the Listvyaznaya mine, including its director, were ordered to remain in custody until late January for flouting industrial safety standards. TASS news agency quoted Russia's health ministry as saying Saturday that 60 people were being treated in hospitals for injuries sustained in the accident.